Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Merrick Garland, America's Attorney General, said the Department of Justice has asked a judge in Florida to make public the warrant used to search Donald Trump's Florida estate. Mr. Garland also confirmed that he had personally approved the decision to seek the warrant, ending speculation about who authorized the raid at Mar-a-Lago. His decision follows howls of protests from Republicans, who condemned the raid and promised to probe the DOJ should they regain control of the House of Representatives in November. Seven European countries are dispatching aid to help France combat its wildfires. One, quote, monster conflagration near the southern city of Bordeaux continued into a third day, having destroyed 7,000 hectares, 17,300 acres, of forest and forced thousands to evacuate. France is in the grip of a heatwave and its worst ever drought. Antonio Guterres, Secretary General of the United Nations, called for a demilitarized zone around Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, which has been the target of frequent shelling. Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's president, accused Russia of threatening the world by holding the complex hostage. At a meeting of the UN Security Council on Thursday, America supported the idea of ending fighting around the plant. Olaf Scholz, the German chancellor, promised to deliver a new financial assistance package for citizens struggling with the energy crunch. Speaking at a press conference, Mr. Scholz also said he supported the idea of building a new pipeline connecting Portugal to Spain and France. Diversifying gas supplies has been a key priority for a continent attempting to reduce its reliance on Russian gas. Estonia and Latvia left China's forum for Central and Eastern European countries, dealing a blow to its diplomatic efforts in the region. The two Baltic countries were reportedly driven to quit by China's declaration of its, quote, no limits friendship with Russia. The forum, known as 17 plus 1, is now down to 14 plus 1, as Lithuania also withdrew last year. China and South Korea clashed, again, over an American anti-missile system. China claims radar from the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System, THAAD, installed on South Korean territory, could be used to spy on it and wants to restrict its use. South Korea says it is necessary for defense against North Korea. In 2016, a dispute over the system led to a Chinese boycott of South Korean goods. At least 21 civilians and 6 police officers were killed in Sierra Leone amid huge demonstrations against the government's failure to tackle soaring living costs. Police used tear gas on crowds. Protesters threw stones and set tires on fire. In one incident, a police officer fired his gun into a crowd. A nationwide curfew, implemented on Wednesday, remains in place. And fact of the day, 29%, the increase in violent crimes involving guns in American states where right to carry laws were struck down. That's The World in Brief from The Economist. You can hear interviews and analysis from our journalists, including our current affairs podcast, The Intelligence, by searching for The Economist on your podcast app or by asking your smart speaker to play the latest Economist podcast. To enjoy all of our journalism, including the full version of The World in Brief and each week's full edition in audio, please consider taking out a subscription. To get the best introductory offer wherever you are around the world, just go to economist.com/briefingoffer.